You have your Bibles, please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter number 7. Ecclesiastes chapter number 7. How many of you watched that debate last night? I watched the debate last night. Thought it was very interesting, but how many of you heard these words last night? That's not true. I heard it. I heard it sometimes over the top of one another. They both said, that's not true. And, you know, I just looked at my wife and I said, I feel like sometimes you just really don't know what to believe about these people. And one of the old evangelists, Vance Havner, he said this, I'm not part of the right wing or the left wing. They're flapping on the same old bird. And sometimes you feel that way about things. But certainly I was glad, and I am glad, that tonight we can open up the Word of God and we don't have to worry about thinking that's not true because it's true. Ecclesiastes chapter number 7. Beginning in verse number 1, the Bible says, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This is also vanity. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a gift destroyeth the heart. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Let's pray together. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for your great provision. And Lord, I just do pray for our service tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd work in our hearts. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you would teach us. And Lord, I pray that you'd speak upstairs and also downstairs as those kids, our children, are being preached to this evening. I pray that the Word of God would have free course in their hearts as well. Lord, I pray that you'd help us just to look at these principles tonight, and Lord, that you'd be glorified and help us to be changed, to be more like our Savior. And we thank you and we pray these things in His name. Amen. Now, for the last 3 weeks, we've been kind of on a little side track issue. Usually we've been in the book of Acts, but this is the third message from the book of Ecclesiastes, and we've just been looking at those phrases as we go through the book of Ecclesiastes, which is better? Solomon uses the word better no less than 22 times in the book of Ecclesiastes in those 12 chapters. And as you study it out, boys, there's just some great principles that we can look at. And last week, we looked at four different principles. We looked at a man and his commitment in chapter number 5, those first few verses there. We looked at a man and his commitment, and his commitment in his worship, a commitment in his walk with the Lord, and commitment with his words, and all those passages deal with that. In verse number 6, we looked at a man and his conversion. Verse number 3, we looked at that specifically, and really the principle was it would be better for a man never to have been born than to be born and have all the riches of this world and die without Christ. So we looked at a man and his conversion. You come to chapter 7, and we looked at a man and his character, chapter 7 and verse number 1. A good name is better than precious ointment. And then we looked at the next couple of verses, and we looked at a man in his contrast, and really the principle came out that the things that we think are harmful to us can actually be, and they actually are helpful for us. We looked at some of those different things, and tonight we're going to pick it up in verse number 7, and we're going to look at a man and his composure. Chapter number 7 and verse number 7, again, surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a gift destroyeth the heart. Now, I'll stop right there. That's pretty interesting. That's a pretty sobering truth right there. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad. You say, what does that mean? Well, how's your composure? I mean, everybody faces pressure from time to time, and whether you're saved or whether you're here tonight, maybe you don't know Christ, you feel pressure. There's all kinds of pressure that just comes from living life, and this verse is pretty interesting because